Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right. This is Dimebag Tag, Rita, and you're listening to Talking Metal. Get you a pull.
You're listening to the Talking Metal Podcast, coming to you from Maplewood, New Jersey. Here's Mark Striegel.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel, and we have the one and only Rita Haney on today's episode of Talking Metal, known as Dimebag's Hag, I think. Isn't that what she said in the intro there? Dimebag's lady, Dimebag's partner. Rita Haney is here to talk about Dime Vision 2, Volume 2. It's out. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun to watch it. And it was just a blast. So, you know, I'm a little ticked off, though, because I was just listening back to the interview I did with Rita, and like an idiot, my mic wasn't on. So my good mic that I do interviews with, so it sounds like the computer was just picking up my audio. So it's a bit messy of an interview audio-wise. It's still good, though. I hope you check it out and give it a chance. But let's get into that right now, and then we'll come back and talk about Dime Vision Volume 2.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel of Talking Metal, and on the line, it's an honor to talk with Rita Haney. How are you, Rita?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I am great. I'm great. I had the pleasure of watching this video that you produced, Dimebag Darrell's Dime Vision Volume 2, and I had so much fun watching this today. And, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, because it's been a number of years since I saw the first one, but it seemed to have a different vibe to it. Maybe not as, I don't know, more, like, I want to say more fun. Is that, do you agree with that?
Completely correct. Yeah, it's more uplifting.
Uplifting.
It's not so melancholy. It's more to, you know, we went back to the Dime style, the old recipe of, balls out, in your face, fireworks, boom,
right.
You know, so yeah, well, you know, at the time when we put out the first, volume, it was, you know, shortly after, so everybody's, you know, headspace, where our frame of minds were, that type of thing. It was a slower moving volume as well, you know, like the solos seemed to be longer, and you know, we didn't really chop up a lot of stuff and edit it as quickly as what you're used to with the Pantera home videos.
Right, right. And then there's so much great stuff on Dime Vision Volume 2. You have, like you mentioned, the pranks, the fireworks, the kind of Jackass style stuff that Dime was doing before Jackass ever existed. And then you have a lot of great music, too. I really enjoyed, like, especially, like, watching Dime just as a real young man. I mean, just rip through these Ozzy songs, Suicide Solution, into I Don't Know, into Goodbye to Romance.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just sounds so incredible, paying tribute, obviously, to Randy Rhoads. And then there's all sorts of other music, too, on it, which I want to talk to you about. So let's start there with the Ozzy jam, and I know there's some other performance video from what looks like the same concert or maybe at least same era. How far back is this stuff going?
You know, we've got tapes that go all the way back to the mid-'80s.
Okay.
I believe that particular stuff was Closing Night at Metalworks, shot by a really good friend of ours, Tiffany Moore. And, you know, she was like a little kid then, so as you can tell, she didn't quite have her camera skills down, you know. But,
right.
But yeah, I believe that was 1988. Was it that early? Maybe it was that late. 86 to 88. I'm not quite sure. And, but yeah, it's, you know, they used to play, you know, the clubs and stuff where they'd do 3 1-hour sets a night. You know, you didn't get to have opening bands and you'd have to play cover songs and so forth. And he always had segments, you know, that he would play in his solo, you know, to give the rest of the guys, you know, a break. And, he would always, you know, he had a Van Halen one, he had the Rhodes, and you know, had a little bit of Mace, but that particular one, I think in the first volume, we kind of showcased more of his Van Halen stuff, and
right.
And this, you know, we really wanted to, you know, I wanted people to see how well he played, you know, back then, and it is, and you're right, I mean, it's pretty awesome in the way, just the tone, you know.
Yeah, and another...
That he gets on the video, yeah.
Another thing, which is, I guess, many years later, you have him and Zach trading some licks back and forth on stage. It's also very, very cool stuff. A lot of shots of Zach throughout this. He was obviously a great friend to Dime. Do you remember when Dime first met Zach?
Yeah, you know, the first time they actually met was in Japan.
Okay.
When they did an interview together over there, and... I don't know, it kind of got a little sideways, not really between Daryl and Zach, but like our security and Z were arm wrestling, and then I think Z just took a shot at the security guy. So the next day, I know he sent over like a dozen black roses apologizing to Daryl, you know, and Daryl was like, shit, it wasn't me you punched, you know. But
right, well.
From then on, they were just like, best friends, you know. But yeah, that's actually when they met, was in Japan for the first time.
Wow, cool. And I want to talk about some of the just other crazy footage that's on here, but I wanted to touch upon one more musical thing that I had to stop it and watch it again. It was so awesome. And it doesn't include Dime at all. It includes Phil and Robert from Metallica and Dave Grohl on guitar doing Ace of Spades rather recently at can you give us a little of the background of where this performance took place?
Yeah, it was actually at one of the events that I put together. It's for our nonprofit. It's 100% of the proceeds go to charity. And it was in January of 2016 during the NAMM convention. And, you know, it's just like the perfect opportunity to put something together because you just have so many players in one place. And, you know, everybody's down to jam, and especially for Daryl, you know, it really amazes me at how many people will come out of the woodwork or take the time, you know, and not one person ever asked, you know, for any kind of coin, any kind of, you know, money to perform, and you know, they all donate their time, which I think is pretty amazing, you know. Honestly, I think it's because they know we throw a good party.
Right.
You know, I had a good teacher.
And so this is Dime Bash. This is Dime Bash, right?
Yeah, but that was our event, Dime Bash, and it was here in Hollywood that particular year. And anyway, yeah, so...
they do Ace of Spades by Motorhead. It's just insane.
Dave Lombardo and Phillips. So, and, you know, we had just lost Lemmy, you know,
right.
So we just thought it would be appropriate not only to pay tribute to, you know, Ronnie James Dio, because normally our funds are donated to the Ronnie James Dio Stand Up and Shout Cancer Fund, but
sure.
We decided to add in, you know, the Lemmy element, which of course I will keep from now on as well, because, you know, he and Daryl were really good friends too, you know. Daryl actually had purchased a bass from Lemmy.
Wow.
Yeah, they were hanging out at the Rainbow, and him and Bobby Tongs and Lemmy, and they went back to Lemmy's place, and, you know, it was a rough year for Lemmy then, at that particular time, and he was telling Daryl he needed to pay his rent.
Wow.
And that he had sold Daryl one of his basses for $1,500, and of course, Daryl wrote him a check for $3,000, and,
wow.
I, you know, still have the bass, and it's amazing, you know, and actually, I was talking about this story to Lemmy on his 70th birthday, and you know, just a few months before he passed, and we were laughing about that night. He was telling me stories, and I thought it was really, really cool, you know, because yeah. I'd let him know that I'd come across it in Daryl's collection, you know.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Where are all Daryl's old guitars? Do you have them all personally, or are they spread out?
Maybe. Yeah. We pretty much got them all intact. Now there are some, you know, that are on display, like ones at the Grammy Museum. I think we have one at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, you know, and then there's quite a few that are spread out through the Hard Rock, but. As far as all of his personal guitars that he played on stage and everything, yeah, we have everything. Nothing's, you know, ever been sold or donated out of that collection.
You know, on Dime Vision Volume 2, another thing that we see a lot of are the pranks, you know, the firecrackers, the just jackass stupidity, if you will. That's a lot of fun to watch. And Daryl was obviously doing this type of stuff on, you know, with a camera long before the Jackass guys, because there's a comment somewhere in the video that he even references Jackass. How do you feel about Jackass, being that they kind of,
you know, he actually loved Jackass. I mean, like, he loved that TV show. The only thing that bugged him was that he wanted to know why they didn't invite him onto the show, because he really, really wanted to be on an episode. But, you know, later on, like years later, I'm trying to remember, maybe 3 or 4 years after Daryl was killed, I ran into Johnny Knoxville at an event in L.A. for Merle Haggard. And like Dolly Parton, Toby Keith, several people were, you know, at this event. And it was a really cool event. And David Allan Coe was actually there, too. And we were hanging out, you know, in the back lounge, and we were discussing Jackass, and Johnny told me himself that night, you know, he goes, "Hey, you know, we watched the Pantera home videos too. Where do you think we got it?"
And wow.
The way Daryl saw it, yeah, was that, you know, they took it to the next level. You know, they went, you know, past where he was at with it, you know. I mean, they literally like hurt themselves. So
yeah.
So you have to give them props, which is why we do in the credits, you know, because we definitely didn't want anybody to think anything negative, because Daryl was a big fan of what the Jackass guys did, you know. So, yeah, he loved that show. He just wanted to be on it.
Right, I gotcha. One of the most, I call it, disturbing moments of the video is when Daryl takes his friend with these nasty feet to get a pedicure.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite entertaining. It's who is that guy?
Our handy, yeah, he was our handyman, and he did the lawn. And he had just been cutting the grass, and I guess, you know, they were having this discussion on our back porch, and Daryl had only had a few hours sleep, and he woke up still probably half lit, and took him to get a pedicure. Yeah.
Awesome stuff. And I found the really incredible, the tattoo like montage. You're talking with Kat Von D, and then you go into this just incredible montage of all these different tattoos that pay tribute to Dimebag. How did you collect all these different photos and images of these, what must be at least 100, if not more, tattoos of Dimebag?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we weren't even able to use all of the ones that I do have.
Wow.
In our montage. But you know, we hope to, with the support of this one, you know, people get out there and show and prove the industry wrong that there's still a demand for the old school DVD home videos, then we'll be able to put out, you know, the next volume as well and include that too. But yeah, we did a lot of, you know, summer and fall tours out with the Mayhem Festival and Uproar. And, you know, we'd have people come by the booth all the time and show their tattoos and tell stories. And, you know, so we'd get photos, and everybody would send in photos as well, you know, to our website. And so that's how we just kind of, over the years, just collected a big collage of them. And
wow.
Like I said, I really honestly think that if they did a Guinness Book of World Records as the most tattooed person on someone, I think Daryl would win.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, I have, you know, a lot of tattoos. And, you know, it's still, it doesn't slow down. I have people all the time come up, check this out, look what I got. And it's just really cool, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Dimebag Darrell and probably like Marilyn Monroe or somebody, right, for the most tattooed person.
Yeah, I know. He's getting up there
yeah.
with Elvis and Marilyn Elvis. On tattoos.
We, of course, are talking with Rita Haney, Dimebag Darrell's longtime girlfriend and partner, and she is the producer of Dime Vision Volume 2, Roll Over, or what is it called? Roll With It or Get Rolled Over. And it comes out on November 24th through Metal Blade. And again, as Rita mentioned, guys, if we all go out and buy this DVD, it sounds like there could be a Volume 3 at some point, which would be really awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, we're hoping for Volume 3. And it'll also, like I said, you know, our label told us that, you know, the industry told us that there just was no demand for this and that, you know, they would have to pass on it, which was why we went to Metal Blade Records. And thank goodness, you know, Brian Slagle has been a longtime friend and an ally when it comes to, you know, metal music. And pretty much this one's like the one that says, hey, you're wrong about it. We need you to go ahead and, you know, get this budget out here for Pantera Home Video 4 as well as Dime Vision Volume 3.
Wow. So there's still a lot of footage to
those
see.
Themes, yes, absolutely. And it weighs on the support of Darrell's fans, you know.
Awesome. You know, the DVD closes with a track called Whiskey Road, which was an unreleased Dimebag song up until a couple of years ago. I think it surfaced online. You know, and it made me just wonder how much unreleased Dimebag music is there currently still in the vaults?
There's quite a bit. You know, there's like songs like what you'll hear with these five tracks and, you know, like the song True goes all the way back to 1986. You know, he was four tracking. He had a 16 track, an 8 track, you know, so he was constantly always making music, you know, whether it was in the back of the bus, up in his hotel room, in the dressing room, backstage, and at home. So he, you know, that's what he did. Music was his salvation. You know, it's what kept him happy. And you know, he was a fan of all kinds of music. So even if he didn't like something, he found a way to enjoy it. And, you know, whether if it was making a parody of a song or making fun of it or, you know, so we have tons of stuff like that, you know, quite a variety. So hopefully, you know, it'll all get to see the light of day, you know.
Awesome. Yeah, I hope so. And Vinnie Paul is the executive producer on this. And, of course, you have Phil, mm-hmm. again, doing this amazing cover of Ace of Spades, which we mentioned. Is their relationship improved enough that maybe they're actually able to, you know, both contribute to a release like this, or is it still kind of not that great?
You know, I would have to say, personally, I would say that, I don't know if you would say improved, or if, I mean, I guess you would say that word, because, you know, prior to, like, the first volume, I mean, you know, nobody wanted to look at Darrell, you know, and I mean, and even he didn't want to see his face in Darrell's footage, and
right.
and I totally understand why, you know, where Phil's head is today is a lot different place than when Darrell was alive, and, you know, I know he and Vinny haven't spoken, but, you know, Vinny wasn't, you know, going to say, you know, like he said to us, he goes, hey, I'm not going to say, no, take him out, you know, that
right.
you know, you guys shot that footage, I'll cut to you. And, you know, Vinny knows that it took all four of those guys to be Pantera, and, you know, and he has respect for the fans as well.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess it's a baby step, you know?
Sure.
But, you know, those guys have been through a lot. I mean, a lot of bad stuff and a lot of really good stuff in their lives. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there's still brothers in there. And I just think that's a bond you can't sever
right.
completely. So, you know, you just never know. I mean, Vinny surprises me every day. So,
you know, one of the
I'd love to see.
Uh-huh. Oh, go ahead. Finish your thought, please.
I'd love to see him, you know, belt out a couple tunes together, but I'm not so sure if that'll ever happen, but I completely respect, you know, the reasons why.
Right, I got you. One of the cool things we see also on Dime Vision Volume 2 is a montage of a lot of the people that have appeared at the Dime Bash and just who are fans. I'm talking about people like John Five and, you know, obviously the obvious ones like Dave Grohl and Zakk Wylde. What
and Chester Bennington and Paul Gray were both right in there as well. And
yes. I mean, there's just so many. What ones have surprised you the most? Like, oh, I wouldn't have expected you to be a fan of Pantera or Dimebag.
I would say, Ben Harper was
wow.
Actually did a Dime Bash for us. Yeah. And he was awesome. You know, he came up and jammed with Mike Vallely from, you know, the skater. And he also, you know, plays in a couple of punk style bands. And yeah, they got up and did some really cool stuff one year. And, yeah, so I would say he was probably the biggest surprise to me, you know?
yeah. No, it's great. That's great. Cool. Well, Rita, it's been great talking with you on Talking Metal. We're going to have links up in today's show notes where people can pre-order Dime Vision Volume 2, Roll With It or Get Rolled Over. It's out on November 24th via Metal Blade. I'm sure you can get it on the Metal Blade site too. And where is the best place people can get in touch with you online?
Shoot, I'm all over the social medias. You know, it's like I have a Facebook page, but I just don't ever get on it. I'm more of an Instagram person. It's like you can hit me there. I always try to get back to anybody. Also, you know, and you can find out more information on our events and stuff at RideForDime.com. And then, of course, you know, the Daryl Abbott official, or I mean, I'm sorry, the Dimebag Daryl official Facebook and Instagram has a lot of information on events and things that we do too. As far as pre-ordering the project and getting a lot of cool stuff, you know, we are doing a pledge campaign right now.
Oh, great.
And I'm about to load it up coming week with a bunch more new items, which will be like personal clothing of Daryl's and stage clothing.
Wow.
And props from previous videos and stuff like that. So you'll be able to find some pretty cool things, you know. So I think we are, Pledge Music /projects/ Dime Vision 2. Or
awesome.
You can find it under Dimebag Daryl, the artist. But
awesome.
Yeah, go check it out, man. We got a lot of cool pages on there. I also know that something that I'm not seeing any information or pre-orders on, but I know will drop for the record stores, is a vinyl.
Really?
Of the hits. As
okay.
Far as the five tracks that we're doing, too. There will be a vinyl release on November 24th as well.
And these are the five Dimebag tracks that are a part of the
right.
Dime Vision.
We're just calling them Dimebag Daryl the hits.
Oh wow! Okay, cool. And okay, so
that's what he had wrote across the CD. He had wrote the hits with a Z. So that's what we titled it.
Cool. And again, this is going to be a vinyl release. Is this like a limited edition?
You know, I'm not quite sure.
Right, okay.
I'm not sure if it is a limited edition, but I do know that there will be a vinyl separate from, and it'll be out on Rhino Records.
Oh, cool. Wow. Great. Looking forward
yeah.
to that. Well, thank you, Rita. We really appreciate you speaking with us. And also, we appreciate you keeping Dime's legacy alive and working so hard to get us great footage like this stuff that's coming out on Volume 2 and the Dime Bash stuff that you do and just everything you do to keep his legacy alive.
Thank you so much. I mean, we couldn't keep it out there if it wasn't for people like you getting behind him and, you know, supporting the project. So I thank you in return.
Damn! Yeah.
classic Pantera here on Talking Metal. I'm Broken. Great stuff. Love it. Love it. We miss Dime. Wow. It's just crazy looking back at this footage on Dime Vision Volume 2. What a loss. Not only his guitar playing, but just his personality. I mean, he was such a larger-than-life personality. So much fun, which I think really comes across in this DVD, which I will have linked through today's show notes. If you're a Dime fan, if you love getting in Dime's head and seeing what he was like, you know, not just musically, but as a person, this is a great, great place to do it. I loved it. Now, I was talking to my friend Joe Becht. He didn't really dig Dime Vision as much as I did. I don't think he digged it at all, dug it at all. I honestly got to disagree with you, Joe. I think it's, yeah, some of this stuff is like probably shot with, you know, 8mm VHS or whatever years ago. But I think it's a really fun little look back, candid moments with Dimebag Darrell. So much fun. I really enjoy it. And I suggest you guys go check it out because, again, if you love Dimebag and you just want to see a different side of him and see him having fun, this is the place to do it. Dime Vision Volume 2. Check it out. And it's out through Metal Blade. Guys, thanks so much for joining me here on the podcast. Please support us. Go use our Amazon links. What you do is you go to, talkingmetal.com, use those links to take you over to Amazon, go about making your purchases as you normally would, and that's that. These links are good for people in Canada. I really need those Canadian people using the links on talkingmetal.com because apparently they shut down my opportunity to do this if no one from Canada is using them, so please, Canadian Talking Metalheads, please use the Amazon links to go make your Amazon purchases. We have one for Canada, one for USA. They're clearly marked on the in the show notes. You just go to the Talking Metal site. You'll see the PayPal links there. We're getting ready to launch a brand new site. TalkingMetal.com will still be around, of course, but we're launching TalkingRock.net. So put that in your favorites. All right, guys, thank you. You can also connect with me for support on Patreon and PayPal. The PayPal account is my email, striegelmark@gmail.com. Please send me an email. Let me know how you're doing. All right. Or send me a PayPal donation using that email or both. All right. I'll talk to you next time, guys. Thank you.